Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Genetics invites you to focus on quality at their 2020 annual conference, Wednesday, February 12th, at the Edmond Convention Center in North Edmond. The program gives you a chance to hear one of the major buyers of U.S. wheat domestically, Hayden Wands with Grupo Bimbo, as well as wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and members of his wheat improvement team at OSU. To register for the conference, it includes lunch, call 405-744-4347 and leave your name. There's no fee, but you must be registered. Check out more about OGI at their website, okgenetics.com.
Keep weeds out of the way in your pasture by using DuraCore herbicide from Corteva Agriscience. DuraCore is the first new active ingredient for pastures and ranges in 15 years. New DuraCore gives you extended control of broadleaf weeds, more than 140 in all. See what's possible when your pasture's potential takes root. Visit DuraCoreHerbicide.com, and thanks to Corteva for sponsoring our reports from the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention in San Antonio on radio, on email, on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram updates.
Well, cash cattle markets are now heading into the home stretch of the weekly sales race with little indication of where markets will end up given the overall lack of activity the past couple of days. It's expected that packers will become more active as previous bids of $120 here in our part of the country have gained little to no attention at this point. Asking prices have shifted lower from early week levels but are likely to redevelop this morning with about $123 and higher. Light to moderate trade is expected to develop through the day, although feeders may be willing to pull cattle off of lists and put them on next week's levels given the recent futures market support and hope that the futures market support continues to build through the month of February. Hog futures are looking for confirmation early this morning that the limit gain on Thursday is for real and not just an emotional market reaction that will be retracted at the end of the week. The combination of bullish weekly exports, China announcing tariff reduction levels, and Tyson Foods reporting that first quarter exports increased 600% to China over year-ago levels helped spark aggressive market support through the complex. Wheat contracts are mixed overnight, with Chicago wheat slightly lower, while hard wheat contracts are unchanged to slightly higher. After three sessions of gains earlier in the week, most wheat contracts have given back gains to trade close to unchanged for the week. Demand remains enough to prevent further setback, but bears can still point at record global stocks as reasons to prevent another run at recent highs. Higher corn prices overnight as the consolidating pattern remains in place. Corn futures have traded both sides of unchanged in five of the six sessions and highlighting the indecisive nature of price action the last week plus. Lightly mixed trade overnight by soybeans with losses mounting during the 5 o'clock hour of this morning. Soybeans would have been attempting to close higher for the fifth session in a row. Unfortunately, closes the last 3 days have been well off session highs, illustrating the lack of momentum behind the buying. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
February live cattle up 37 cents yesterday, 121.12. April up 57 at 119.75. March feeder cattle up 22 at 135.90. April up 32, 137.57. And April hogs up $3 at 64.87. Kansas City wheat, March down 6 cents, 467 3 quarters. May was down 5 and 3 quarters at 474 and a half. Chicago wheat, March down 5 and 3 quarters at 556 and a quarter. May was down 5 and a half at 553 and a half. March corn down 1 and a half. 3.79 and a quarter. May was down 2 cents at 3.84 and a half. March soybeans up a penny, 8.81, and May was up 1 and a quarter cents, 8.94 and three quarters. March cotton down 48 cents, 67.43. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.